General Electric is one of the most storied corporations in American history, co-founded by Thomas Edison and redefined by legendary CEO Jack Welch. For more than a century, GE's products, from dishwashers to MRI machines, changed the way Americans live. But now the company is struggling. Its stock price is down more than 40% this year. As North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports, the company's current leadership says GE has to reinvent itself fast.
A couple weeks ago, when GE's new CEO, John Flannery, spoke to investors, he acknowledged things are bad.
I have to admit, I'd say the first 100 days didn't go maybe exactly the way I was expecting.
Flannery concluded that tweaks weren't enough. The company, he said, has to rethink its identity.
I was forced to confront a lot of other sort of deeper questions about the company. Why do we exist? How do we impact the world for the next 100 years? The same way we have for the last 100 years.
To get a sense for just how shocking the decline at GE is, I drove to Schenectady in upstate New York, headquarters of the company's power and energy division. 5,000 GE employees live and work here, and it's a place where magic used to happen.
Right down here on the left is where Ernst Alexanderson lived. He did the first television broadcast anywhere in the U.S. from his home right here.
Bill Buell is a local newspaperman who's written for years about GE and the company's history. It started in the 1890s when Thomas Edison built laboratories and factories here. For more than a century, GE seemed unstoppable.
Yes, sir. If you want real entertainment, the best place to find it is in front of a General Electric Black Daylight Big as Life television set.
GE built everything from TVs and dishwashers to jet engines and power grids, stuff that reshaped American life. At GE, Bill George is former CEO of Medtronic and teaches at Harvard Business School. Speaking via Skype, he said GE helped invent America's corporate culture.
Throughout my lifetime, GE has been the leader in coming out with new ideas, new organization structures, and has always been 5 to 10 years ahead of everyone else. So all the rest of the corporations look to them for setting the standards.
But the last decade, that gloried history unraveled. Bold new products stopped appearing. The company was hit hard by the financial crisis, and whole divisions, including the broadcast network NBC, were sold off. In the past year, as the stock market soared, GE's stock plummeted. And last month, Flannery was forced to slash the company's dividend by 50%.
We understand this is an extremely painful action for our shareholders, our owners.
Flannery's plan for reinventing GE mostly involves simplifying. He says the company will sell off $20 billion in assets, including the lighting division, which means Thomas Edison's company will no longer make light bulbs. GE will now focus on three major product lines: energy, aviation, and medical technology. But so far, a lot of analysts like Bill George at Harvard say they're not impressed.
GE could become a typical industrial company and perform reasonably well. But that's not the GE we knew.
It's not that people doubt GE can still make and sell good products. This is one of the biggest corporations in the world with nearly 300,000 employees. But George says investors once looked to GE for something bigger, more exciting. During his call with analysts, John Flannery basically asked them to withhold judgment, to give GE one more shot.
So it's a heavy lift, but I think for our teams, this is the opportunity really of a lifetime to reinvent an iconic company.
Bill Buell, the newspaperman in Schenectady, agrees there's a lot at stake, not least for places like his hometown. In the 1980s, GE employed more than 25,000 people here, but the city has already been hit by wave after wave of layoffs. And he says people are afraid it's happening again.
I know right now they're worried about people losing their jobs. It's a pretty sad story. Hopefully it won't get any worse than it is.
GE's Flannery says part of his reorganization involves cutting $2 billion in annual operating costs, with much of that savings stripped out of the company's power and energy division, headquartered right here. Brian Mann, NPR News.